Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Ekev Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah of Parshas Ekev. Our Aliyah is a little longer, it's 20 Pesukim long, from Perek Yud Beis to Yud Aleph Tes. And the main idea in our Aliyah is Hashem wanting us to fear Him. Moshe turns to Israel and says, look, what is Hashem really asking of you? Kiim Liira, He just wants you to fear Him, to walk in His ways, to love Him with all your hearts, to serve Him and keep all His commandments. And this is all the Tovlach. This will be good for you. After all, Hashem owns the heaven and the earth and everything that's inside of them. And Hashem chose your fathers, your forefathers, your patriarchs, to be special among the nations. So you need to work now. You need to circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Remove that extra covering to unstiffen your neck, because Hashem is the power of all the power, the master of all the masters. He doesn't show favor to anybody. He doesn't accept bribes, and he loves those who are more vulnerable, the widow, the foreigner. And he says you should be the same. You should love the foreigner, and you, because you were foreigners when you came out of the land of Egypt. And look, Hashem turns you from a mere 70 souls into a whole nation. And he goes on to say, you should love Hashem because you saw all Hashem did for you. He brought the plagues upon Egypt. He destroyed the Egyptian army at Yam Suf. He sustained you in the desert. He swallowed those who were naysayers, Dasan and Aviram, into the ground. And you should keep all this mitzvah so you can inherit the land and acquire the land of milk and honey. This is really the summary of this Aliyah. Quite a remarkable, sweeping perspective on history and the lessons learned from it as well. A few basic points to ponder, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu starts off the Aliyah in this very strange way. What does Hashem really want from you? I mean, it isn't so difficult, after all. It's just to fear, love, do all His mitzvahs, and That's a pretty tall order. It doesn't sound like, you know, it's a small question. Why is it framed as such? So the Gemara in Brachos on Davlam and Gimel Beis asks this question. It says, is fear of Hashem such a small thing? So the Gemara answers, yes, it is. In fact, to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a very small thing. Perhaps it was not to everybody else. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one speaking of Yahweh, so he is projecting that perspective the way that he understands it. It's more very, very strange, because at the end of the day, we are the audience. The regular folks are the audience. So how does it help us? So it isn't really was Moshe Rabbeinu so out of touch with the people he was speaking to? It doesn't sound right. Or on the other hand, why is the Gemara only focusing on the Yira? There's also Ava and Shmiras Mitzvahs. Why is that the focus of the Gemara's question? So the Netziv is a remarkable insight and perspective, and that is the following. There are different categories of people in the nation of Israel. He divides them into leaders, sages, the regular proletariat, men, women, and children. I would put the last category as the uneducated. And he says that Hashem has different demands on each of the categories. On the highest category is Liira. Leaders, he wants to fear Hashem. That means to say, don't think of themselves as the source of all their success and the pride and the power. That the Yira is have fear of heaven. But then there's those who are sages. They're not necessarily, we'll call, leaders and policymakers, but their role is to love Hashem and to go in His ways. Not just to be able to sort of see the details, but to actually see the bigger picture. What about the regular proletariats, the regular folks on a day-to-day basis? Their response is lishmor es mitzvos Hashem, to keep the commandments. They don't always have the greatest philosophical understandings. They don't necessarily have the greatest insights, but they're supposed to just do put one foot in front of the next. That's where they belong. And finally, letovlach, and that's for the uneducated, just to do what's good. This is all good for you. I would say, you know, sort of summarizing Judaism in a very much more simplistic sense. Those are the four levels. The Gemara is commenting on the first one, which is saying liira. Is Yira such a small thing? The answer is yes. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing, which means to say the first part of this demand is only geared towards leaders, which is why it's asking about it. And the response is yes. For leaders like Moshe Rabbeinu, which you should be aspiring to leader, then Yira is a milsa zitrus, and that's something which is attainable and you can do, because that is the mantle of leadership. That perhaps gives a different perspective in understanding this Gemara. Now, what halacha do we learn from this Aliyah? We learn from the very same pasuk, a very interesting halacha. The Gemara Menachos Dav Mem Gimel Beis quotes the statement in the Brisa that Rabbi Meir would say that a person is responsible to recite 100 brachos every single day. And we learn it from our pasuk is Ma'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Shalmeimach. What is Hashem asking of you? And the Gemara says homiletically, what does it mean? Mo Hashem Shalmeimach. It says don't read it as Ma, but rather Me'ah. Hashem is asking of you 100. This obviously is not the basic understanding of the pasuk, but it means to say it's a reference, it's a remez to it. And this is important to know on a few levels. The Braisa, in greater depth, actually gives the background, and that is when David HaMelech saw that he had counted the people, and the people were dying on a daily basis. He saw they were dying at 100 people per day. And so therefore, what he did was he realized that Hashem was demanding something of him, and he made a commitment to start instituting this idea of saying 100 brachas a day. If you do the cheshbon, if you do the calculation, it's interesting to see on a daily basis what we default into getting. We get somewhere in the 90s, and a person just has to usually just think a little more creatively to always make sure that there are 100 brachas, especially on Shabbos Yom Tov, and especially on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah goes through in a lengthy process of trying to work out where to make up the missing brachas. The interesting thing I once heard from Rav Goldberg is if you count the letters in this pasuk, pasuk at the very beginning of our Aliyah V'Atah Yisrael, it actually has 99 letters, which means when you add in the extra aleph into the word ma, turning it from the word what, but into the word me'ah, it now completes the circuit, making it 100 letters in the pasuk as well. Just a fascinating insight. Finally, one last very interesting perspective, and that is, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique in that he cares for the vulnerable and he doesn't take bribes. Hashem is not going to be swayed by anybody, which is interesting because on a daily basis we say the Berkas Kohanim, and one of those things we say is Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. Hashem will show favor, right? This pasuk says Lo Yisa Ponav Lo Yikach Shoychad. Hashem won't show his favor and take a bribe. Well, in the Pesukim in Berkas Kohanim, where it says Hashem does show favor, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chofim Reis asks this very question and says, how is that possible? So the Gemara answers in a very curious way. It answers from a pasuk earlier in our parasha, which is V'achalta v'savata v'rachta. The pasuk says that we should only say the blessing when we are satiated, which the Gemara derives to mean that not only do we need to eat to have one kazayis, which is the regular basic shi'ur, that's the regulation of what one needs to have to be considered eating, one needs to have sevia, which is shnei kazeisim. Needs to eat, as opposed to half a slice of bread, a full slice of bread, to say Berakas HaMazon. And the Gemara says the Bnei Yisrael were machmir on themselves, they were stringent to take on themselves to say Berakas HaMazon, even when they only had one kazeis, not two kazeisim, because they went out of their way. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will show them favor, which is why they deserve the favor that it is that they're getting. Which is a very strange Gemara, because on a number of accounts. Now, first of all, is that the only chumrah you can find the Bnei Israel does? There's many chumras that Bnei Israel took upon themselves. Number two is, what does that mean? So Hashem doesn't take bribes unless you do good things for him. Is that what it means? That doesn't sound right. That's still a bribe, isn't it? So how does this Gemara add up? Rav Sorotzkin says a remarkable thing. It's actually in Parshas Nasa, but it appears also here in Parshas Ekev, where Rav Sorotzkin says in the Oznaim Torah that, yes, what is the problem for all wars? Why do wars happen in the world? Well, it's because everybody believes they're entitled to something and the other person isn't entitled to it. So, we know, with this water supply, so this country says it's ours, this country says it's ours. Nobody's willing to compromise, so we'll go fight each other, kill each other, and then come back to the same problem again. So, or somebody wins and takes the territory. Right? So, he says the same thing works when it comes to individuals. Why is that we have fights, neighbors, spouses, family, business, is because we believe we're entitled to something and the other person's infringing upon what we believe we're entitled to. If each side were to be willing to compromise and say, you know what, I'm going to get half of what I wanted, and you know what, then in that way, usually it is sorted out. And that's really what life is. Hashem says to us, I want you to bless me when you are satiated, when you get everything you want. But what, you know, Bnei Yisrael said, well, even when we get half of what we want, we don't get the full kazayis, which is what most of life is. We don't get the full plate. We don't get what we expected, thought we were entitled to in life. We're still willing to say a bracha. When Hashem says, well, you know, the result of that is shalom, the result of that is peace, because if you're willing to say a bracha on only half of what you wanted in life, which is usually what you're getting, then you're worthy of peace. Yisa Hashem ponov elecha, v'yasem lecha shalom. The consequence of being such a person is receiving peace. That's not showing favor. It's a consequence of the type of life lived where you're willing to bless even half the slice of bread. And that's really what's being told to us in this Aliyah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general and in the specific cases where we choose to shift that perspective. With this, we close the fifth Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.